Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up on this bulletin, US tariffs are casting a shadow over Ireland's economic outlook, according to the Taoiseach. Donegal County Council, Gardaí, Donegal Motor Club and local agencies have come together to launch the Keep the Race in Its Place road safety message. Gardaí in Donegal arrested three drivers yesterday and seized two cars, and 28 people have so far been arrested in connection with recent disorder in Northern Ireland. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Oisin Kelly will have all the latest in sport coming up at 5:15. US tariffs are casting a shadow over Ireland's economic outlook, according to the Taoiseach. The temporary pause on Trump's tariff hikes is due to end in 23 days. Despite uncertainty over whether a deal can be reached before the July deadline, Simon Harris says he was encouraged by recent talks with US trade officials. He says whatever the outcome, the government must plan for all eventualities.
The last government used to be often ridiculed by the opposition and some commentators as to why do you set aside money for the rainy day. Well, I think the reason for that now is very clear. We have to try and do what we can do within our own grasp, and making sensible decisions around where you invest, crucially in infrastructure, in competitiveness, and in setting aside money into what are effectively becoming sovereign wealth funds is how you protect the people of this country from challenge.
Gardaí in Donegal arrested three drivers yesterday and seized two cars. The vehicles were apprehended in Buncrana as they were believed to be uninsured. Meanwhile, three motorists were arrested on suspicion of drug driving. Gardaí say court proceedings will follow and are appealing to drivers to never drive while under the influence of alcohol or drugs. 28 people have been arrested so far in connection with recent disorder in Northern Ireland. Today marks 1 week since rioting erupted in Ballymena in County Antrim following an alleged sexual assault. Unrest later spread into other areas of the north, including County Derry. West Tyrone MLA Daniel McCrossan condemned the violence in the Northern Ireland Assembly.
There is no place ever for racism, hate or violence in our streets. It is entirely unacceptable and unjustifiable for anybody to treat any other member of the community the way people have been treated in the last week. The scenes that were shared all over social media and on the news across the world reflect a very depressing sight of this place. There is a requirement on us all, as leaders within our own community, to ensure that we show leadership, that our language is measured, and that we consider what we say and the actions we take carefully before doing anything. Unfortunately, some failed that test last week. Many people's lives were put in danger. Many people remain afraid and scared. People who call this place their home. This is not the Northern Ireland that so many of us work so hard to build. This is a shared home place for everyone.
Donegal County Council, Gardaí, Donegal Motor Club and local agencies have come together to launch the Keep the Race in Its Place road safety message. They're urging all road users to drive with care and responsibility over the forthcoming rally weekend. The event, which takes place from Friday to Sunday, attracts thousands of spectators each year. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Donegal County Council says the rally presents an important opportunity for it to showcase the vibrant communities and scenic beauty of the county, and visitors are welcome. However, the council says with increased traffic and activity, safety must and will be prioritised. The Donegal Road Safety Working Group is urging rallygoers to make safety a priority throughout the weekend and to remember that public roads are shared spaces. Drivers and road users are being urged to leave plenty of time for their journeys, respect Gardaí and marshals, watch the rally from designated safe viewing areas and obey the rules of the road in relation to speed, driving under the influence, seatbelt use and use of mobile phones. Gardaí say a major operation is planned for the coming days and they'll be out in force throughout the weekend with a robust operation. A link to details of road closures across the county can be found on our website, highlandradio.com.
Questions are being raised about the potential negative impact of another active travel plan in Letterkenny, this time the one covering the circular road from the hospital roundabout to the junction with Glencar Road. Among the provisions is the plan in this narrowing of the carriageway, the scrapping of some right turns for cars travelling from the hospital towards Glencar. And among those expressing concerns earlier on today's 9 till noon show was Simpsons supermarket director Joe Carlin. He told Greg Hughes about his concerns.
We did have meetings with the council. The council did come to us to more or less tell us, look, this is going to go ahead. It came to assure us that it would work, but we're not convinced that it'll work for the simple reason that there's going to be two cycle lanes, one up, one down, on one side of the road. The right turn box into our own supermarket is going to be removed. And we just think it's going to be a risk to cyclists and to customers.
So if I'm driving up past the hospital, Joe, how do I get into your business?
Well, you're just going to block the traffic that's behind you until you get turned. And you've also, as you know, you've the traffic, the cars coming down the hill, and you've also the cyclists coming down the hill. Now, they say they're going to put a yellow box, but I can't see how cyclists coming down the hill will be able to manage that yellow box. You know, I think just there's also the carriageway is going to be narrower. There's also the issue of heavy goods vehicles trying to turn in and heavy goods vehicles meeting each other. We don't think it's viable, but they've basically told us this is going to go ahead.
However, local councillor Jerry McMonigal is a supporter of the project. He says there was ample opportunity for people to engage in public consultation on the plan and stressed that this is the first and foremost safety issue.
This primarily is a road safety works, and it's about getting people to be able to get about the town in a safer way. The circular road has its problems with traffic at the minute. It is at times a very fast road and very dangerous for pedestrians and indeed cyclists. The circular road is one of 11 active travel programs that we have been discussing in council for this last 3 years. I think it's going to make it safer. I think we have to get away from the dependence on cars. I think there's an onus on us as a local council to ensure the safety of everyone and the accessibility of everyone.
Police in Derry are seeking information after a black Volkswagen Passat fled the scene of a crash yesterday evening. The collision happened at 25 past 7 on the Berra Hill Road involving two vehicles. The NI Ambulance Service checked the occupants of the vehicle which remained on site, and the other car made off onto Alder Road towards Muff. Police appeal to anyone who witnessed the collision and may have captured footage of it or of the vehicle that left the scene which sustained damage to get in touch. The group of seven leaders have drafted a joint statement calling for de-escalation of the Israel-Iran conflict, according to Reuters. However, US President Donald Trump has not signed off on the draft. It commits to safeguarding market stability, including energy markets, and says Israel has the right to defend itself. Belle True is a Middle East correspondent with the London Independent. She doesn't expect a de-escalation anytime soon.
They've talked about having over 50 fighter jets and aircraft taking part, striking and destroying over 120 surface-to-surface missile launches across Iran, and have very much said that they will continue this, talking about difficult days still lying ahead. From the Iranian side, there has obviously still been attacks on Israel, which have killed at least 8 people. That doesn't seem to be abating either.
Paul Murphy has been detained again in Egypt, according to his family. It's claimed the People Before Profit TD went to Cairo police station to retrieve his phone under the advice of the Irish embassy, but has not been allowed to leave. Other participants in the global march to Gaza are reported also detained. Paul's partner Jess Spear is appealing to Taoiseach Simon Harris to ensure all involved are released and their passports returned.
I think he needs to immediately reach out to Egyptian authorities and demand his release. They have no reason to be detaining him again. They need to return his passport. They clearly don't have his phone. Let him come home. And then also within that conversation, to tell the Egyptian authorities that they should let all those that are there in Cairo march to the Rafah border.
There are approximately 2,000 thatched buildings in Ireland and only 15 to 20 trained thatchers. Donegal Senator Manus Boyle has called the statistic alarming. As a result, there's a waitlist of up to 1 year to see repair jobs carried out. Senator Boyle says he wants to see a specialised traditional skills courses such as thatching, stonemasonry and blacksmithery taught through Donegal ETB.
You know, it's a trade that I don't want to see die out, and I think it would be very great for very good for young people to try and to get a trade like this up, because, I mean, it would be a kind of a full-time job. Now, you know, thatching goes on maybe 6 to 9 months of the year. So, listen, it's something that I don't want to see your heritage fall by the wayside. So I think when it's in Carlow, Kilkenny, why not let it be in Donegal too?
And there is also something to be said about the world is developing and changing, and trades and skills are falling to the wayside, both in the sense of these that which are kind of reflect our heritage, but even trying to get like plumbers and electricians, they're not as many as there used to be.
No, there's not. And well, a big thank you has to go to Simon Harris when he was Minister for Higher Education. He put a lot of emphasis on trades. And I do see it coming back, you know, between electricians and plumbers and, as you say, block layers and stonemasons and thatchers. I mean, there is a market there for our young people to work and make a living and keep the heritage of the country alive. And basically, that's what I'm trying to do. I mean, if it's good enough for Kilkenny, we should have a full-time course here in Donegal too. Like, I would know of at least 30 to 40 people has got on to me about getting the course up in Donegal. So it's something I want to try and bring to Donegal.
The time's just coming up to 12 minutes past five. We're going to go to a short break, and Oisin Kelly will be back with all the latest in sport. It's 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Oisin Kelly's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. We start with Gaelic Games, and the GAA has confirmed the fixture details for next weekend's All-Ireland Football Championship preliminary round quarterfinals. Donegal's meeting with Louth will be on Sunday, the 22nd of June at 4 o'clock at McCool Park in Ballybuffet. The game will be streamed on GAA Plus, but you can, of course, tune into Highland Radio for full live match commentary this coming Sunday afternoon. Here's former Donegal star forward and Highlands match analyst Brendan Devaney on the next assignment for Jim McGuinness's side.
Nobody wants to come to play us in Donegal, so that's the big thing, no matter who it was. Now, for Louth, I suppose you've got to look at, first of all, the Louth team that won Leinster, they beat Meath. Meath hammered Kerry. That's it. You've got to be very careful. There's a kick in that Louth team. They obviously were affected by the celebrations and the length of time and all that. Affected them nearly group stage. Now, they come back against Down and probably should have got something out of that game. There's a last minute block, and Down are playing really well, as we see in the group. So, as you said, of course, taking nothing for granted, but I think Louth are better than probably people give them credit for, because they only won that one game against Clare. They probably should have got something out of the Down game, and they were off against Monaghan because, I think, of the celebration. So certainly, yeah, they have a bit about them, Louth.
And there'll be more from Brendan Devaney tonight on the DEL debate. He'll have more reaction to the draw and indeed to the games that were played at the weekend on a show which starts just after the 7 o'clock news. Also this weekend, Kerry's clash with Cavan will throw on Saturday at 3:30 at Fitzgerald Stadium, while Dublin's meeting with Cork has a 6:15 start at Croke Park. Also on Sunday, Newry's Park Esther will play host to Down's tie with Galway from 1:45. Both Tailteann Cup semi-finals will take place at Croke Park on Sunday afternoon. Wicklow will play Limerick in the first game at 2, followed by Kildare against Fermanagh. Meanwhile, the chairperson of the CCCC has defended the decision to use Dr. Hyde Park for the group clash of Donegal and Mayo. Winning Donegal manager Jim McGuinness described the decision as unfair to his team yesterday, and he revealed that Donegal wrote to the CCCC to say they had to stay in Athlone with no hotels available close to the ground. Speaking on RT this morning, Brian Carroll said alternative stadiums in Cavan and Sligo were unavailable, and that the Roscommon County Board, the Roscommon County Grounds, excuse me, were the most logical venue. Now, after the weekend games, Michael Murphy has been nominated for the GAA's Footballer of the Week and has been named as the only Donegal player on the Team of the Week. When Donegal required inspiration against Mayo yesterday, it was supplied by the Glen Swilly man, who contributed with 5 points. Galway's Shane Walsh and Meath's Conor Duke are also nominated for the Player Award.
We go to horse racing. Donegal jockey Martin Harley won his first Group 1 race in Australia over the weekend, and it may just be the biggest of his career. 10 years after winning his last Group 1 at Royal Ascot, he rode Cool Archie to victory in the JJ Atkins event at Eagle Farm. Harley rode brilliantly to win the $1 million race as Cool Archie took his fifth win in 8 weeks.
I had belief in the horse. He's a willing partner. Sat a little bit closer today, just the way the track's been playing. And ended up getting away too soon, but with the blinkers off now, he's got loads of fight in him. And this is very special. It's been a while between rinks and the Group 1s, but when you get the opportunity, most of us can get the job done. And that's probably, out of all my Group 1 winners, that's probably been my best chance out of the sixth. But I'm glad to get back on that Group 1 board.
Well, Harley's win gave father and son trainers Chris and Corey Munce their first Group 1 victory. Chris Munce was full of praise for his Donegal jockey afterwards.
I really want to give credit to Martin Harley. You know, he's done a wonderful, wonderful job with this colt all the way along. And as I said before, the race, it's a team effort. He's part of the team. And I have so much confidence when we put him on because he just does everything right. He knew exactly, he walked the track yesterday, he knew he was going to be and what he was going to do, and it worked out.
To soccer, the four European representatives from the SSE or Trusty Men's Premier Division are in action tonight. First place third in Louth, with leader Shamrock Rovers facing a Drogheda United side with the joint second best defensive record in the league. Drogs manager Kevin Doherty has credited goalkeeper Luke Denison for his part that he's played in that. He feels that the keeper gives the rest of his defence huge confidence.
As a player, and particularly as a centre-half, there's just nothing better. The saves and the penalty saves and the top bin saves, and I'll get all the ones, and you'll get the pictures in the paper, and Larry will be up taking pictures, and Luke will be doing a bit extra of those saves. But it's the stuff, it's coming out, it's catching, it's knowing that that's there. The ball's in the box and he comes. He's been absolutely, since the day he came into the club.
Kickoff there, 7:45. There's also a Dublin derby at the same time between St Patrick's Athletic and champion Shelburne. Both sides failed to win last Friday, and Shells are just 3 points behind the Saints in the standings. Action continues at the Club World Cup in the US later. Chelsea will be in action against Los Angeles FC at 8 o'clock in Atlanta. The game tonight, or the fixtures also tonight, sees Argentina's Boca Juniors coming up against Benfica. While in rugby union, Gary Keegan is understood to have been drafted in to the Lions coaching staff ahead of this summer's tour to Australia. The performance coach has had a key role as part of the Irish backroom staff in recent years. It's understood he will fulfil the same role in Andy Farrell's setup this summer. That's your sport, Donna Marie.
Thanks, Oisin. Letterkenny could soon be one of Ireland's top 10 tidiest towns and villages, according to the head of the Irish Businesses Against Litter. The town ranked 13th out of 40 towns surveyed and was deemed to be clean in European norms. Ibell says the country is cleaning up its act, with many towns throughout the country getting cleaner than last year. Chair Conor Horgan says in Letterkenny's case, one spot in particular is dragging it down.
It's an excellent performance by Letterkenny. I'm looking at the Ontashka report here, and it's very positive. 5 of the 10 sites were top ranking. They included the deposit return scheme at the Letterkenny Retail Park, Glencar Approach Road, Ballybow Glencar Park, Pine Hill Business Park, and the Upper Main Street. And 4 sites were just shy of the top ranking. And that says to me that with a little more effort, Letterkenny could be well inside the top 10 in our rankings. There was one seriously littered site. That was the recycle facility at Aura Leisure Centre. The bins were freshly presented, but there was litter at the shrubbery, and much of it seemed long-lie litter, which indicated a lack of thorough cleaning for quite some time. That's something the council need to look at. Otherwise, I think there's every expectation that Letterkenny will improve on this fine result.
In your experience, do councils take this seriously, and do councils act on those recommendations, those areas which, as you say, if tackled, can push a town back up into the top 10?
Sometimes our work falls on deaf ears. There's many sites that we're consistently highlighting to the council as being seriously littered or litter black spots, and nothing seems to happen. In other cases, councils get in touch with us and say, hey, look, here's the specific problem here and we're looking to address it. So it depends on the council. So let's hope that Donegal County Council act on this one particular bad site. That of itself would probably see a Letterkenny within the top 10.
Police investigating reports of dangerous driving in Tyrone and Derry at the weekend are appealing for witnesses. Shortly before 11:15 yesterday morning, police received a report of a red Vauxhall Vectra with a flat tyre driving erratically in the Drumquin Road area of Castlederg. At 2:15 yesterday afternoon, a vehicle matching that description was located in New Buildings, and following inquiries, three males aged 17, 19 and 25 were detained on suspicion of driving-related offences. They've all since been bailed to allow for further inquiries, and police are making that appeal for information. Last year, an average of 6.6 kg of household e-waste was recycled per person in Donegal, substantially less than the national average of 9.5 kilos. The figure is contained in the latest Waste Electrical and Electronic Equipment Annual Report. Michaela Clark has more.
We Ireland is calling for what it's termed a national leap forward in e-waste intelligence. As electrical device consumption reaches record levels, they say over 90 million household electronic items were purchased in 2024, putting pressure on Ireland's ability to meet EU recycling targets, which are based on sales volumes, regardless of product life cycle or whether they can be reused. CEO Leo Donovan says this poses a major challenge for counties like Donegal, where the level of electronic waste recycling is 30% less than the national average.
A record 93 million electric items were bought last year, including millions in Donegal. We're urging householders to stop hoarding or binning old electricals and instead bring them to the nearest recycling point or retail outlet where they can be recycled for free.
He says electrical waste contains valuable materials like aluminium, copper, lithium and cobalt, and they are being used at a faster rate than they can regenerate. Mr. Donovan says global demand is set to triple by 2050, and that's a trajectory that cannot be sustained.
Taking a look now to the weather forecast. Dry today with a mix of cloud and some sunny spells. Perhaps a little drizzle throughout the evening in the west of the county. Highest temperatures of 17 to 20 degrees. To conclude this evening's news, here's the headlines. US tariffs are casting a shadow over Ireland's economic outlook, according to the Tánaiste. The temporary pause on Trump's tariffs hikes is due to end in 23 days. Despite uncertainty over whether a deal can be reached before the July deadline, Simon Harris says he was encouraged by recent talks with US trade officials. Donegal County Council, Gardaí, Donegal Motor Club and local agencies have come together to launch the Keep the Race in Its Place road safety message. They're urging all road users to drive with care and responsibility over the forthcoming rally weekend. The event, which takes place from Friday to Sunday, attracts thousands of spectators each year. Questions are being raised about the potential negative impact of another active travel plan in Letterkenny, this time the one covering the circular road from the hospital roundabout to the junction of Glencar Road. Among provisions in the plan is the narrowing of the carriageway, the scrapping of some right turns for cars travelling from the hospital and towards Glencar. And finally, 28 people have been arrested in connection with recent disorder in Northern Ireland so far. Today marks 1 week since the rioting erupted in Ballymena in County Antrim following an alleged sexual assault. Unrest later spread to other areas in the north, including County Derry. That's all for now from the news desk. We'll be back again with headlines at 6 o'clock. The obituary notices this Monday evening, June 16th. The death has occurred of Terry Tully, ní O'Boyle, St Catherine's Road, Killybegs. Reposing in McBrearty's funeral home today from 6:30 until 8:30 and tomorrow from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. Removal on Wednesday morning to St Mary of the Visitation Church, Killybegs, for 11 a.m. funeral mass with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. Funeral mass will be streamed live on mcn.live. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Irish Cancer Society, care of any family member or McBrearty funeral directors. The death has taken place of William James Kilpatrick, known as Billy, of Habbistown Rafoe. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral leaving from there on Wednesday at 12:30 for 1 p.m. service of thanksgiving in Rafoe Presbyterian Church, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. The house is strictly private, please, and as well on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice and Rafoe Presbyterian Church church, care of any family member or Terence McClintock funeral director. The death has taken place of Kathleen McCafferty, named McCallion, Old Town Letterkenny, reposing at her late residence from 7 p.m. until after the rosary today and from 11 a.m. until after the rosary tomorrow. Funeral mass on Wednesday at 11 a.m. in St. Eunan's Cathedral, Letterkenny, with burial afterwards in Conwall Cemetery. Funeral mass can be viewed on the webcam. Family time on the morning of the funeral, please. Family flowers only, donations in lieu, if desired, to Donegal Hospice, care of Con McDade Funeral Director. The death has taken place of John McCauley, 12 Glen Road, Strabane, reposing at his home today from 6 o'clock. Funeral leaving his home on Wednesday at 25 past 9 for Requiem Mass in the Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road, Strabane at 10 a.m. Cremation afterwards in Lakelands Crematorium. Family time please from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Johnny McCafferty Sr., the Lagoon Terman. Johnny's remains will repose at his late residence in Drumbrick Terman until 10 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 12 noon until 10 p.m. Funeral mass will take place on Wednesday at 12 noon in St. Columbus Church Terman, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Galway Hospice. The death has occurred of Kathleen McClay, Bunamain Bridgend. Kathleen's remains are reposing at her home. Family time please from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Removal from there on Wednesday afternoon at 1:15 to St. Peter's Church of Ireland, 60 Coolmore Road, Londonderry, for service at 2 o'clock, followed by interment in St. Mary's Church of Ireland Graveyard, Fawn. Family flowers only please, donations in lieu if desired, to Buncrana Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member or Sean Murphy Funeral Director. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.